ringing wet now, but I don't think I've been on a... I think it's these heaters. So, would anyone like to ask any questions that Eric will answer? But I'll have to come over to, because we want to tape it, so I'll have to bring the microphone to you.
I just, you've mentioned the daycare centre and the users there. Are there any other users that are going to come with this package?
Because this decision has taken quite a long while to be made by the County Council, they almost closed down the youth service a year ago. There's been a great cloud of uncertainty hanging over the future of the youth centre. So a lot of the people that were using it have found themselves other places just as a way of bringing the uncertainty to an end. So when I spoke to a lady in the office today, the only two tenants still there are the day centre and the Phoenix Badminton Club play there in the sports hall badminton. That's interesting, isn't it? Why don't the badminton play netball? But anyway, for 2 hours on a Wednesday afternoon. And what we've said to them is that you'd be very welcome to stay on, but beware that we will be making changes to the building, so we can't guarantee you a long-term future. But we will give you notice when we're going to make changes. So at the moment, it's badminton for 2 hours on a Wednesday and the day centre.
I've just a question about the youth, actually, what's happening with the youth work there, because I know on a Friday night I see them hanging around. I just wonder what's happening.
Yeah, there's been no youth work since end of 2014, that the Staffordshire Youth no longer exists. So there is no structure. There is funding for that, and we've been asked, would we consider... at least opening the building and perhaps providing this facility. And we're looking at that. Obviously, we've always said we won't start anything that we can't commit to, because I don't want to start something that then says that packs in a week, 4 weeks late, because we haven't got people to staff that. I don't think that is, you know, the world does that very adequately. So there is a possibility that there might be something that externals would use the building to run, but they would pay to use that in that. But yeah, it's something that we have a heart for. We can't physically do that yet ourselves, but there may be some organisation that can come in and run that. And so that is being looked at. But there is nothing for them. There's nothing. I mean, that's probably been part of the problem why we've been having trouble finding out about the building, because the people who did know about it are... they're just not there now. They've got rid of them.
Just when we leave the marriage course and we drive past at 10 o'clock at night, there are about 30 youth hanging around. I'm not saying they've probably just had, they're just chatting. So I just assume that they were coming out of the youth centre, but they're obviously still hanging around.
Yeah, they're literally doing that. I mean, but they have asked, or from whatever way it's been asked, is there some way they can come in and use it to chill out and think, and that's what we're looking at to use. But yeah, no, it's not even open for them. It's literally all gone. So, but we hope we can.
I've noticed most times that I've gone past there is quite a lot of cars parked in there. Does the people from the bowling green actually utilise that car park, or is there other people doing it?
Correct me on this. I think they're allocated two spaces, three spaces. Yeah. It could be there are still people in the centre. There are day vehicles coming and going all the time. Some people park there to go into town, I think. So I guess we can clamp them and charge £100 to release. That was one way of raising money. No, I'm only joking. Only joking. So, that's quite a good idea, actually. yeah, so, yeah, the Bowling Green have three. Parking, yes. Yes. If anyone's ever wanted to do any clamping, now's your gifting coming in. Okay. Does anyone else have anything you want to ask? Hang on, wait a minute.
Skate park, is that going to be part of our facility, or are the council going to perhaps demolish it or just level it off?
Yeah, no, the skateboard is nothing to do with us. That's being kept. Is it county council or district council? Yeah, comes under our remit, no. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to worry about discount, it's free. So, if you want to do some loops, you carry on. Anyone else? Did you leave? Yes.
Is there scope, like, to link in with the county council where they are using it as a drop-in centre for staff at the moment? Would they might want to negotiate something with us that they can still have use of that in the future? Because there's few county council buildings in this area.
We did offer that specific possibility to them, and they were absolutely adamant that they did not want to do that. One of the reasons they're leasing the centre is because they're trying to eliminate costs from the county council. So, but we did think that would have been a nice little earner, an excellent facility for their staff, but no, definitely not.
Will there be any limit on kind of what events we can put on there? Will the council have any say on what we do there? So if we wanted to have an evening event that created noise and stuff like that?
One of the interesting challenges about this has been what the planning permission is for that building. And we've had conflicting answers from them over a period, and that's been quite frustrating. And we actually put quite a bit of effort into preparing a planning application for change of use, only to discover that it wasn't A, what we thought it was now. Of course, that planning use determines what the building can be used for. And what we've basically been told is that we can use it as a place of worship, as long as that's not the main use. Well, because the day centre is in there 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, unless we have a very long worship service, our use is always going to be less than that. So effectively, we're treating it as if there are no restrictions. But actually, the planning status is still a big issue, which is unresolved. And we have plans to try and get a certificate of lawfulness, which will state categorically that the things that we plan to do in it are legal. But we think the idea of them actually taking enforcement action and coming and shutting down the food bank, it would just make such a great TV story, you know, that it probably isn't going to happen. But Alan met one of the senior planning guys at the flood event and is going to have an informal conversation with him just to check out that this is a reasonable way to go forward. But normally what happens with a building like that, particularly one that's been around so long, is that there are no actual restrictions in place. And as long as we are good neighbours, there won't be an issue. But if we had discos there and came out slamming car doors and revving engines at 2 o'clock in the morning a couple of times, then a complaint would go in. And as a result of that, everything we did would then be under scrutiny. So the responsibility is with us to be good neighbours. And we believe that if we do that, then we won't have any problems.
Yeah, I mean, one of the strange things is that the class they told us it was in first is actually comes under concert halls and casinos and leisure centres. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Are we saying that the building's going to be open sort of 24/7? Is that the general idea, that it's more of a public facility with the church involved in it?
Yes, it's not going to be open 24/7. but yes, it is going back to that. It will be a community centre that is our home. So it is that church without walls. It is that hub where we are wanting people to come and go and be. And actually, when they're doing that, they are amongst church because we're there. So that's that. Yeah, it is in that respect. We could have gone for a place of worship, which would have helped with the, is that VAT? Business rate. But we've purposely not done that because we don't want people to perceive it's a church. We're the church. That's just our home. So it will be the home of Rugeley Community Church. So we haven't gone that line because we want it to be community-based and we want to be in there in the community. So no, it won't be 24 hours. It won't be drive-through either.
I assume from the church here we don't pay rates as we're registered as a church. Will we have to pay rates on the community centre?
We do have to pay rates.
Yeah, we'll have to pay. We're going to apply for a charity status on that, which will mean that we get an 80% discount. So we're doing that rather than going for a place of worship that would get a 0%. Because the day centre's in there and that's run by a business and we're doing things like food bank, we don't really feel, A, that it's integrity to say that it's a place of worship, but also that's not the way we feel about the building. It is a community centre for the community and we're one of the groups that use it. So we'll get an 80% reduction if we win the argument over that. If we don't win the argument, we should be having a very big special offering.
Yes.
You say we're not moving in initially, that is as a church, but what about food bank?
Okay, yeah. There is still, what will happen with food bank is I've talked to Sam, who the people that are coming in. We're not sure when that is yet. We've been in discussions this week. But I specifically raised that with Sam yesterday, and they're happy because obviously for Dave and the team, they've got to change vouchers, advertising, and things like that. So that's going to take you at least a month or so to do that. So Sam's happy for food bank to stay here for that length of time longer. I mean, he hasn't even set a date, I think, until that is sorted. So Dave and the team will be working on that now, starting to change all that. But there's no pressure to move them out because obviously people are going to still turn up here with vouchers. So there's going to be that handover transition time to do that. So we're really thankful for them for that. Whenever that is, they're coming in, because that's the bit we're still not sure about. Yeah. Because it goes back to this boundary issue, that's the thing we need to pray that gets resolved. They're eager to get in, but of course, until it's resolved, of course, you can have two.
Is that the same for Mums and Tots?
No, Mums and Tots finishes on the 31st, and Happy Tots. Happy Tot. It finishes on the 31st, and then that is going to relaunch in later September in the future. Yeah, so that will relaunch there. They all know, they've all been given letters, and Philip has got contacts, so that will be relaunched in the future. It was just too much to, we didn't know how and when, so. It's good, so it gives it a fresh opportunity to launch again.
Just thinking about publicity and stuff to let people know that we're moving, because obviously there's going to be a church here, not that we want to specify where people go to church, but what sort of is going to be done in that area to let the public know what's happening?
Yeah, there will be some, correct me if I'm wrong on this, there will be something that the council want to do in letting people know that it's going to, it's us that's going to be. With us, it means then we can raise our profile. So we will obviously contribute into that. Andy and it was Matt and Eric and all have been working on, we're working on a new website for the church, but running in tandem that will be a website for the centre as well. And so the two will be linked. So that will raise profile on that. I think more nowadays it's social media that will do it than anything else. There will be some press, whatever that involves. But of course, with the elections coming up, they don't know whether they're going to do that before or after, because they can't do it while something that a word I've never heard of before. Purda, yeah, is going on. I thought they said murder first. Well, I can understand that with elections, you know. But while Purda's going on, they're not allowed to do that. So, yes. Does that answer your question? Yeah, well, if Google get their bit right, that would start. Did you want to know one? Yeah. Well, I need prayer just to get through to them, the marriage people at Southport. Yes. I was saying today, you get two options when you phone. One is, do you want to give a survey? No. Press one. Or do you want to, at the end, press two? I wish I'd pressed two like mad at the end because I'd never got through. That's another story anyway. Sorry, William.
I was just thinking about that word perception that you mentioned, and we're all kind of sitting here, including myself, perceiving, which is a natural thing. But the word that came to me really in that perceiving that when we automatically do and visualize it is this is an amoeba that's really tiny at the moment and it'll grow, but it'll only grow because of each of us has input and we've all got little parts of that amoeba to put in to make it grow. And it's a journey that we're starting, a new page of the journey, as it were. But we're very much at the beginning, and we haven't got it all. It's all, as you can see, the comments, it's not all sown and dusted. It's really just we've started, and together we'll make that amoeba, will grow into, yeah, a God's, whatever he's got for us.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And we are finding, and it's confident, every time we are perceiving to hit a wall, we take it back to God, and God makes the way. And so, who knows what we'll look like in a year's time? Well, I know, I'll be a bit, but I mean, you know, besides that, you know. Yeah. So, anyone have anything else? We're going to pray. Are you going to come back and do that, Eric? Sorry, Mick Scott. Oh, yeah, okay.
Can I just, on behalf of the church family, so excuse me using that, thank the directors and the elders, the leaders, for all the work they put in. I know that, especially dealing with councils and everything else, that things do not run smooth. You don't get answers. It goes into a black hole and doesn't appear again. So, can I just say thank you for all the work you've put in, because we know you've had a short time frame and it's been extremely hectic for you. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of the family.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I think particularly Eric and Bill, well, to agree others, but particularly Eric, has put in a lot and I mean a lot. So we do particularly thank you for that. So now it'd be good to pray, and we need these points because we want to bring back God to the centre of all we're sharing. So it'd be good to break into whatever size groups you want to, but to break into a group where you feel comfortable that you can pray. And you get the opportunity to pray. Okay? So, whatever that is, and be open to let God speak to you about what he might use you for. The days of discounting are over. We've all got a part to play. And we will rattle in this place. We will. I can guarantee. I mean, my eyesight's not bad, but I can't see down the other end of this all. So, you know, we're all going to grow up in this and move on from where God has brought us. We thank him for the journey that we've been on in this place and for those that have gone before us. But when God took the Israelites out of the desert into the promised land, they were different and doing different things in the promised land that they did in the desert. And actually God was different in the way he moved with them. He moved from being a God that was ahead of them to being a God who was with them in everything that they were doing. And they were in the miracles that they saw him carry out. So for the last 10 minutes, you can break into any size group you want as long as it's comfortable that you're going to pray. So please pray for those things. We need, and give thanks, yeah. And give thanks for what God has done. So we need the legal aspect. That really does need sorting, because that is now with the land registry, who are a thing of their own. So that needs resolving. And just the clarity on that planning for the youth centre. For us to be a blessing to the existing and future users of the centre. For God's blessing on those coming into the building. You know, it is going to be, as we've had prophetically, the footfall is going to increase, which will mean that actually, I believe, the church will grow because of that. Because they're going to meet people like you. They'll look around, people like you. And they will see something different in you because you carry Jesus in you. You will bring his atmosphere to them. Okay, now I'm going to shut up so you can pray. Okay, thank you.